So every action I take, there's always a reaction. No matter how much I forget it, it does not change the reaction. It changes me forever. When you hurt someone, you'll never undo that hurt. You can't change that moment. You can't take it back. You can apologize all you want, but it will not change that moment. Words are like bullets. When you say mean things to someone, you never can retract them. They are said. They are done. They're recorded in the space that surrounds that relationship or that moment or that person or that event. It's recorded. God's got a great accounting system. It's called space. How much you think of it's available. And it records every thought and every action. Think about that for a couple decades. What kind of thoughts you've harbored? What kind of actions you've harbored? And think that you live in a world where reaction is not going to happen to the actions? So that's why we got this disease. It's deadly. It's deadly because it's a disease of self-destruction. In order for something to destroy itself, it cannot think of anything that's good. It cannot capture any love. It cannot harbor in love and stay in there to take the right action because of that loving relationship. It can't do it. It can't recall it with sufficient force. It thinks, in fact, it doesn't need it. The character begins to think that I don't need to be married to you anymore. You're not working for me anymore. There's somebody else out there. I know it. And then my mind starts tearing you apart. I have an extremely strong, focused mind. When I want to find fault with someone, it is absolutely like turning a chainsaw on.